Now, Wendy and Barry Dare have joined me from Mildene Garden, not too far away. Thank you for coming along, both.
Nice to
see you.
Great pleasure.
Yes, great pleasure.
Nice to see you. Thank you for popping down. Tell me what brought you here in the beginning then, Barry. I'll start with you.
Oh, an accident. Like a lot of things in life, actually. We were going on holiday to the Scilly Isles, and I had to cancel at the last minute. So we came to spend an overnight stay at the Crown, and we've been here 45 years.
Well, I said, so fate then, Wendy.
Indeed, fate. Also, the fact that it rained solidly for a fortnight, and we got incredibly bored. And as one does when one's in a strange place, we looked in the estate agent's windows.
It's lethal, that, you know. It's lethal doing that.
Tell me about it. Yes. And we found something like the... where the Smith had just left at Long Compton. There were just bellows as tall as Barry and a loft in which, you know, after 1 year of marriage I'd decorated with small children. You know, you've got the picture. Any offers over £1,000. So we sat up all night because we could just about manage that. And it had been sold the previous day and nobody knew. So, of course, after that, we looked very gloomy and the landlord of the Crown said, "Ah, well, you do know that Mildene's for sale, don't you?" So we did a sort of little whirly gig in the air and the rest, as they say, is history.
Tell me about the garden then, Barry. Tell me about Mildene Garden.
That's Wendy's scene, actually. She's the horticulturalist, so let her just tell everybody how wonderful it is, because it is.
Then, Wendy, you, that's a big build-up now. You're the horticulturalist, then.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay. I'll tell you later. Yeah, lovely.
Oh, he's lovely, really. yeah, well, what have we got? We've got 2.5 acres. It's in a steep-sided valley. It's neutral to alkaline soil, so we grow plants which don't like acid soil, of course, which is fine because I hate rhododendrons. Yes. We grow all sorts of different things, and we have obviously a north-south aspect, and the mill faces west, so we have a vortex which goes up the side of the building and a frost pocket. The first 10 things which a garden will find it difficult to endure, I have them.
Right. What's it like getting things ready for winter, winterizing the garden then?
Yes, it's a big moment for us at the moment. We're pruning like mad, and moving plants around and dividing them up. Because after we'd been gardening here for about, 10 years, Rosemary Beery came to the garden. And she cooed and said all nice things about it, as she was a very polite lady, she would. And I said to her, "Look, I don't know, I'm just not satisfied with this. I don't know what's wrong with it." "Oh, my dear," she said, "how long have you had it?" I said, "Well, about 10 years. "Oh, pull it all up, start again. It's outgrown itself." Ah.
It's a lot of work every 10 years.
Yep. But in a sense, of course, she was right, because you know, you plant a plant to grow to a certain size. Plant doesn't know that. It's going to grow to more than that. And so you really do need to cut it down or shape it or prune it or move it or something. And so I'm now in my, third, fourth cycle of doing that.
Well, we've got winter coming up then. Obviously, you're not open for winter. When do things reopen again?
We open in April, beginning of April. And we've got all sorts of exciting things, like the Institute of Photography is coming to take courses. They're going to do the four seasons. And the first one, actually, will be in February. If anybody wants to know about it, it's on my website. All the W's, mildenegarden.co.uk, and it's D-E-N-E.
Lovely. Thank you for coming down, both. Really lovely to see you. Wendy and Barry Dare from Mildene Garden.